All right, we are here at Kip Colors record-breaking field day in southwest Missouri, and I'm with Marcus Helt, and Marcus is with BASF. And Marcus, what's your actual title there?
I'm Group Vice President responsible for the ag chem business in North America.
So you came out here just for this great event, and what do you think of it so far?
I was really interested to see our products in the field, meet with some of the grower customers, meet with our guys, and it was really impressive to see how modern technology and innovations are making a difference in an agriculture that is really looking for maximizing yield and productivity.
Well, isn't that interesting to be able to really get down here on the ground and see what's going on? And we've got, I guess, a couple of thousand farmers are going to come out over the course of 2 days or 3 days here. What do you think about that?
Now, overall, it's fast the first time that really participating in such a large grower event. We expect 2,000 to 3,000 growers showing up here. Now, more importantly than the number of growers is really the quality of those growers who are looking for innovation, for new solutions to really improve their productivity. And it's great to share those experiences with one of the best guys we've seen so far in terms of innovative agriculture in the area here.
Mm-hmm. And now, you've talked a little bit about here, we've heard a little bit about some of the new products coming down the pipeline from BASF.
Now, if we look at the fungicide business, Headland and Plant Health really this year are taking off big time. We expect to double our on-the-ground sales, so that's a great success. We will then extend our offering in fungicides with Caramba, a new triazole, and we will also launch next year a mixture of Headland plus Caramba, most likely under the trade name of Twinline. So there's a lot of new chemistry, fungicide chemistry to the market, and we are very excited about herbicide opportunities, especially about Kixor, which is the brand for a new class of herbicides we will introduce late 2009, early 2010.
Now, Kip has given a lot of credit to his plant health, which is BASF's really main focus, and he's talking about he thinks maybe 300 bushel an acre soybeans are possible. Do you think so?
We believe with the improvements in genetics and with the optimized inputs on chemicals, especially around fungicides, there is significant further potential to enhance productivity. Now, not everybody will grow the crop according to Kip's recipe, but overall there is huge opportunity, and especially innovations, new solutions, and the application according to our experience and his own experience he has made in the field will make every grower a very successful farmer.
All right. Thank you very much, Marcus.
Thanks,